Developing Confidence, Your Speech Class. Nervousness is normal.
Most people tend to be anxious before doing something important in public. Actors are nervous before a play. Politicians are nervous before a campaign speech. Athletes are nervous before a big game. The ones who succeed have learned to use their nervousness to their advantage. Listen to tennis star Serena Williams speaking after her 2002 Wimbledon title match against her sister Venus. Asked by a reporter if she was nervous playing in the Wimbledon final, Williams responded, "Oh yes, especially in the second set, when I had a chance to close out the match." Putting her butterflies to good use, Serena did indeed close out the match, defeating Venus in straight sets to claim her first Wimbledon championship. Much the same thing happens in speech-making. Surveys show that 76% of experienced speakers have stage fright before taking the floor, but their nervousness is a healthy sign that they are getting psyched up for a good effort. Novelist and lecturer I.A.R. Wiley explains, "Now, after many years of practice, I am, I suppose, really a practiced speaker. But I rarely rise to my feet without a throat constricted with terror and a furiously thumping heart. When, for some reason, I am cool and self-assured, the speech is always a failure." In other words, it is perfectly normal, even desirable, to be nervous at the start of a speech. Your body is responding as it would to any stressful situation by producing extra adrenaline. This sudden shot of adrenaline is what makes your heart race, your hands shake, your knees knock, and your skin perspire. Every public speaker experiences all these reactions to some extent. The question is, how can you control your nervousness and make it work for you rather than against you?
Dealing with nervousness.
Rather than trying to eliminate every trace of stage fright, you should aim at transforming it from a negative force into what one expert calls positive nervousness, a zesty, enthusiastic, lively feeling with a slight edge to it. It's still nervousness, but it feels different. You're no longer victimized by it. Instead, you're vitalized by it. You're in control of it. Here are 6 time-tested ways you can turn your nervousness from a negative force into a positive one. Acquire speaking experience. You have already taken the first step. You are enrolled in a public speaking course where you will learn about speech-making and gain speaking experience. Think back to your first day at kindergarten, your first date, your first day at a new job. You were probably nervous in each situation because you were facing something new and unknown. Once you became accustomed to the situation, it was no longer threatening. So it is with public speaking. For most students, the biggest part of stage fright is fear of the unknown. The more you learn about public speaking and the more speeches you give, the less threatening speech-making will become. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Another key to gaining confidence is to pick speech topics you truly care about, and then to prepare your speeches so thoroughly that you cannot help but be successful. Here's how one student combined enthusiasm for her topic with thorough preparation to score a triumph in speech class. Tia Betances was concerned about taking a speech class. Not having any experience as a public speaker, she got butterflies in her stomach just thinking about talking in front of an audience. But when the time came for Tia's first speech, she was determined to make it a success. Tia chose the Special Olympics as the topic for her speech. Her younger brother suffered from Down syndrome, and for the past 5 years, Tia had worked as a volunteer at the local Special Olympics competition. The purpose of her speech was to explain the origins, events, and philosophy of the Special Olympics. As Tia spoke, it became clear that she cared deeply about her subject and genuinely wanted her audience to care about it too. Because she was intent on communicating with her audience, she forgot to be nervous. She established eye contact with her listeners and spoke clearly, fluently, and dynamically. Soon the entire class was engrossed in her speech. Afterward, Tia conceded that she had surprised even herself. "I could hardly believe it," she said. "Once I got through the introduction, I didn't think about being nervous. I just concentrated on what I wanted to say. It was even sort of fun." think positively. Confidence is mostly the well-known power of positive thinking. If you think you can do it, you usually can. On the other hand, if you predict disaster and doom, that is almost always what you will get. This is especially true when it comes to public speaking. Speakers who think negatively about themselves and the speech experience are much more likely to be overcome by stage fright than are speakers who think positively. Use the power of visualization. Visualization is closely related to positive thinking. It is a technique used by many people, athletes, musicians, actors, speakers, and others, to enhance their performance in stressful situations. How does it work? Listen to Olympic long-distance runner Vicky Huber. Right before a big race, I'll picture myself running, and I will try and put all of the other competitors in the race into my mind. Then I will try and imagine every possible situation I might find myself in, behind someone, being boxed in, pushed, shoved, or cajoled, different positions on the track, laps to go, and of course, the final stretch. And I always picture myself winning the race, no matter what happens during the event. Of course, Huber does not win every race she runs, but research has shown that the kind of mental imaging she describes can significantly increase athletic performance. Research has also shown that the same technique is of great benefit in helping speakers control their stage fright. Know that most nervousness is not visible. In addition to being anxious about giving a speech, many novice speakers are worried about appearing nervous to the audience. It's hard to speak with poise and assurance if you think you look tense and insecure. One of the most valuable lessons you will learn as your speech class proceeds is that only a fraction of the turmoil you are feeling inside is visible on the outside. Don't expect perfection. It may also help you to know that there is no such thing as a perfect speech. At some point in every presentation, every speaker says or does something, no matter how minor, that does not come across exactly as he or she had planned. Fortunately, as with one's nerves, such moments are usually not evident to the audience. Why? Because the audience does not know what the speaker plans to say. It hears only what the speaker does say. If you momentarily lose your place, reverse the order of a couple of statements, or forget to pause at a certain spot, no one need be the wiser. When such moments occur, don't worry about them. Just proceed as if nothing happened.